Welcome to the BCMA podcast. I'm your host, Lorenda Calvert, and today I'm joined by Shelby McCannell. Shelby, do you want to introduce yourself to our listeners?
Yeah, my name is Shelby McCannell. I am the Museum and Community Outreach Coordinator at the BC Sports Hall of Fame. So I kind of do a little bit of everything at the hall. I started out as a YCW summer intern, and I'm now there full time, which is really exciting. And I'm also currently enrolled at the University of Victoria in their Cultural Resource Management Diploma Program. So I'm trying to, you know, gain some more knowledge about museums and really grow my education in our field.
That's fantastic. Congratulations.
Thanks.
You're welcome. So today we're talking about the future. So I wanted to ask, what do you think the future holds?
You know, I'm actually really excited about what our field is doing right now. I think there's a really big push to try to make things, obviously there's room to grow, but to make things more inclusive and representative of the community around us. I think the museum world's really shifted from being this place where, you know, we're telling people what they should know, all the things that they should look for, and really more community-based now, which I think is really cool. You have, you know, institutions partnering with different members of the community, different groups, to, you know, share stories that have never been shared before. And I think having our field be more representative of our community is really kind of what's gonna push us forward. I think it's, you know, sometimes it's hard to look at places and not be able to see yourself represented. And I think that's kind of the push forward, is being able to have, you know, young kids or, you know, anyone of any age go into a museum and say, oh, like this thing resonates with me. These people look like me. These stories are things that I can relate to. And I think that's kind of the really interesting, you know, way that museums are kind of headed. And I think that's really exciting, especially being someone kind of newer to the field and emerging within museums. So I think that's really exciting and something to strive for within our field.
Absolutely. I think one of the fundamentals of like programming or museum interpretation or museum education, it has so many different titles for it, is this hook that there's going to be this topic, or I think if you look into the like academia of it, there's like a short list of universal themes that like everyone connects with. And if you connect your programming to those universal themes, you're going to have a successful program because people can relate to it. And I think one of those universal themes is like home or food, because everyone eats and everyone has something that means there is their home. But when you have it be so universal, just as like home or food, that can go in so many different directions. And it doesn't always end up being that diverse representation where you can have people seeing their own identity in that theme. Because if you're talking just, you know, about food and I'm programming a program about food, I might do programs on my favorite food, and then we're going to do fried chicken sandwiches, and that's going to be the program, but that's not everyone's favorite food, and it's not food that they identify with. So I think it's great that there's this shift in diversity for programming, so that the strive is to have representation of our communities. So that was a long-winded way of saying I absolutely agree, and I think that's fantastic, and I look forward to that in the future. Have you seen examples of like some of that change already happening that you could share with us?
Yeah, I mean, within my own institution, I work at the BC Sports Hall of Fame, which is a sports-centered museum down at BC Place. And a couple of years ago, we opened the our Indigenous Sport Gallery, which was kind of an addition to our original Aboriginal Sport Gallery. And we really tried to partner with the Indigenous communities within British Columbia. We worked really closely with iSpark, which is the Indigenous Sport Participation and Recreation Council.
Cool.
To kind of commit us or put us in conversation with different members of the communities within British Columbia. And I think our gallery did a really good job of, you know, trying to be as inclusive as possible and really have the stories be told from members of the communities input. We didn't want to be the people saying that these are the stories you should hear. We wanted to hear directly from, you know, various Indigenous communities within the province to see what they wanted to hear. For example, we have a couple of board members who are very much involved in Indigenous sport. One of them works at iSpark, and one of them was really heavily involved with the Four Host First Nations at the Vancouver 2010 Olympics. So just having those connections and being able to work within the larger community to, you know, really focus on stories that have never been told or aren't really as well known as different sports figures within the province, I think was really cool. And even when we had the gallery opening in 2019, it was so moving. You could tell that different members of the community were so thankful that, you know, we were able to share their stories and bring light to them. We even had a featured athlete. She was a wrestler in the 80s. Her name's Dawn Murphy, who actually started crying when she saw her display because she was so like emotionally taken back that like people wanted to hear her story and that she was included in it. So, you know, we're trying to take the steps. I'm not saying that, you know, there isn't progress to be made, but I think even within my own institution, we're really trying to be inclusive and community driven and incorporate the community at large for sure.
That's amazing. That's so fantastic. And I'm so happy that they were able to see like themselves in that exhibit. Like, I can't imagine how that would have felt. I would have cried too. Absolutely would have cried too. That's so cool. Do you want to imagine with me what the museum field looks like 20, 30, 40 years from now?
Yeah, I mean, growing up, I like a lot of people, I feel like I didn't really think that I was going to work in a museum. I didn't really, you know, think as a field that I wanted to be in. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I look at leadership within a lot of museum communities right now, and I don't really see myself reflected mm-hmm. in that. And I would really love to see, you know, 20, 30, 40 years down the line, having, you know, different people of color or women, you know, different ethnic and diverse backgrounds in positions of power. Mm-hmm. I really would love to see, you know, the big organizations within Canadian Heritage kind of take the step to be able to see like people like me or, you know, different members of the community within those high ranking positions. Cause sometimes it's hard to, you know, look at, you know, the CEOs or the head curators or the heads of education at different organizations and kind of seeing the same kind of cookie cutter person. Mm-hmm. I would love to see myself, and, you know, I'm sure a lot of people share that sentiment with me, in to see people in places of power that we can really make that, you know, community driven change to make sure that the things ending up in museums and ending up in education really reflect the entire community. I think if we grow on that community based movement to, you know, have different people in power, I think the museum world has so much to grow and so much to do in that way.
I completely agree. If you were going to say, like, here's one thing that I think we could all start doing so that we can start on this path of change, what would that be?
I would say just taking a moment to think outside yourself, which I know sounds a little odd, but kind of taking some time to learn about the community around you and, you know, mm-hmm. what, for me, like, you know, what Indigenous peoples land am I living on, what, you know, different ethnic populations have communities within my space, kind of taking the time to think about the other people around you and the communities around you that maybe you're not as familiar with. Mm-hmm. I think taking the time to learn about those around you and, you know, the history of the land that we live on is really important. I'm Canadian, but I grew up in the States. And when I came to Canada for university, that was one of the first things I did. I tried to learn more about Indigenous communities within British Columbia, try to educate myself, because I thought it was really important to know about, you know, the people who have inhabited this land far before my ancestors. So I think just trying to take a moment to think outside yourself and think about, you know, the different people and different communities that you share your space with is really important.
Absolutely. I can't remember where I heard it. It could have been in a webinar. It could have been in training. It could have been in passing, but I think about this very often. Someone said, nothing about me without me. And I can't stop thinking about that, that when we as museums are approaching programming or exhibits or events, to stop and think and say, who's this about? And are they here to talk about it? Are they at the table? Can we call them in? Because nothing about me without me, that they should be involved in that process. And I think that go alongs very well with your thought of taking a look around and see where you're at, and then think about how to start engaging those people.
Yeah. And I mean, like creating those relationships and trying to learn more about the world around you, I think only will benefit the, you know, you personally, you know, us as individuals in the community, but also the field around us. You know, if we're having discussions about what galleries a museum should, you know, engage in, what educational programs we should do, if people have the, you know, the wider understanding and knowledge and thought of the people around them, then maybe we're able to create more diverse and inclusive exhibits and programming within our institutions.
Absolutely. And dare I say, not only is it going to make you a better person and our field a better field, but the world a better place.
Oh, for sure. I mean, we have a long way to grow. So thinking about those around you, it's going to make everything better, right?
Absolutely. Shelby, if people wanted to reach out or connect with you to chat further, where can they reach you?
Yeah, so you can find my contact information at the BC Sports Hall of Fame. Our website is www.bcsportshall.com. And we're currently temporarily closed due to the travel restrictions, but we will be opening back up Friday, May 28th. We'll be open Fridays and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And we recently opened our a new exhibit on Dragon Boat BC. So we would love if you guys came and checked the new exhibit out in the hall.
Amazing. I'll link the website in the description of this podcast so people can check that out. Any last thoughts for us?
No, it was great to be able to chat about the future of museums. And I hope that we're able to grow this field into something a little more inclusive and diverse.
I completely agree. Thank you so much, Shelby, for joining us. It was absolutely wonderful. And take care.
Thanks.
You're welcome.